Hey everyone, and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Podcast. Dear Sports Fans Podcast. Hey, it's been a while. It's going to take me some time to get back up to speed here. I thought I would do a daily podcast, and I don't promise to do them every day, but I'm all worked up for the Olympics, and I'm guessing some of you are as well. I spent the last few weeks writing little explainers about each event, so what it's all about, how dangerous it is, what's the state of gender equality, why do people like watching it, that kind of thing. So you can check those out on the website. And I also, some people have been asking me, like, where can I get the best schedule for the Olympics? And, you know, I looked around on the internet and I couldn't find one that I thought was really good. NBC has a TV schedule, but it's really set up like an old school TV guide schedule, and you can't see it all in one place. So I actually took some data I found and I put together my own schedule. So you can find that on DearSportsFan.com. It's got today's schedule and tomorrow's schedule. So right now, I'm just going to look at tomorrow's schedule. It's Saturday, August 6th, the first real day of the Olympics. And I'm going to go through and tell you what I'm excited to watch and maybe what I suggest you might watch as well, because I know it can be overwhelming with so many events. The first question is, how early do you want to wake up? The first events start at 8 a.m., but there's some rowing qualifying then and some cycling, which, you know, I'd love to watch, but I don't need to wake up and get right in front of the TV. I can take my time, have breakfast. But by 9:20 a.m., I'd like to be watching the United States play Croatia in men's water polo. That's on NBC. Water polo is one of my favorite events, and you really don't get to watch it unless it's the Olympics. It's an awesome game. It's like trying to play a sport while someone else is trying to drown you. It's great. So that'll be until around 10:30. If you miss that and you have a little bit of a later brunch going on, the next thing that I would recommend watching is at noon. It's the United States women's rugby sevens team playing against Fiji. Now, normally, if this were traditional rugby with 15 aside and also men, the United States would have no chance. But I'm actually not really sure about women's rugby and where the state of our team versus the world is. So I'd like to, you know, give it a look and see how we're doing. That should go until 1. That's on NBC Sports Network. And you can just stay there because the next thing right after that is some men's basketball. It's Australia against France. France, I think, may have the best shot of beating the United States, and I'd put it at about 1 in 500. But, you know, Australia is also it's a really young, exciting team with a lot of NBA players on both sides. So that should be fun to watch. That'll go until around 3. Then rest up for an hour, because at 4 p.m., must-see TV, it's the United States women's soccer team playing against France. Now, the U.S., I would say, is even more dominant this time around than they were during the World Cup a year ago. And some of their competitors, Germany in particular, I think has fallen off a little. Japan, who the U.S. played in the finals of the World Cup, didn't even qualify for the Olympics. But France is the number one challenger for this gold medal. They get to play in the group stage here in the second game, and it's going to be a really exciting game. France is a great team, very tactical, very I hope they lose. I'm a big fan of the U.S. women's team. So that's from 4 till 6. That's on NBC Sports Network. I believe, let me just check, it's also on NBC Universo, which I guess is a Spanish language channel, and it's on the mysterious soccer channel as well, which I think is different in every single area. So that goes around till around 6. If for some reason the U.S. women are just killing the French women, you could switch over at 5 p.m. To CNBC and watch Germany against Australia in women's soccer. Australia had a pretty disappointing first match, and they're really going to need to have a great effort against Germany. At 6 p.m., if you've stuck with the U.S. women against France, that game should just be wrapping up. If the worst happens and it's a loss for the U.S., you really want to make yourself feel sort of jingoistically happy, switch over to NBC Sports Network, or stay there if you're already there, and NBC Universo, and you can watch the men's U.S. basketball team kill China, because that's what's going to happen. that'll take you to around 8 p.m. And then if you want, 8 p.m. to midnight is the traditional NBC normal thing. But because the time zones line up pretty well this year, if you are in the Eastern time zone or Central time zone, most of what they're showing is going to be live. So we won't have this Twitter problem where you already know everything that's happened. They'll be showing, it looks like, largely swimming finals, which is great. Swimming is like, they get to the finals right away with the men's 400 individual medley and the men's 400 meter freestyle, as well as the women's 400 individual medley. You also get a final in the women's 4x100 meter swimming freestyle relay race. So that'll be really exciting. That's probably that towards the end, 10:24. If for some reason you don't like the NBC coverage or you're not interested in swimming, you want some more soccer, at 9 p.m. on NBC Sports Network, Brazil and Sweden play in women's soccer. It's always fun to watch the host country, and they should have a good game against Sweden. So that is the first day of the Olympics, Saturday, August 6th. And until next time, thanks for listening.